So take a moment to settle into your seat, to feel that supportive contact, the bottom of your body and your cushion, to allow yourself to really be held and rest on that support. And to know as well that that support comes to you directly from the center of the earth, directly beneath you. So even more invitation to rest and settle. Ease that opens to clarity is very significant for any practice. So we always take a moment to just remember our way of sitting. And we remember also that being deeply grounded and supportive in this way makes it easier to feel the spring in our spine, you know, the sense of rising forth like a young dandelion in springtime. So rising up, not stiff, letting the natural curves of your back do as they will, but there's a sense of uprightness. Sense of strength, easeful strength. And also just naturally is present, and we can be present to the alignment that occurs always from the center of the earth to your deep belly that we call the Do. Your heart. So your heart is also supported. We're about to wish happiness for this whole world. We're about to wish that it be free from suffering, and we have a keener idea, perhaps than usual, of how powerful that pain is. So just noting that our heart is in some way actually supported and therefore capable of taking this in. And the alignment continues through your throat, center of your skull, your crown, the apex of space. Tuck your chin in just a little bit. You can take your hand and tuck it in a little bit. And you can feel how that elongates your spine and kind of raises your awareness of this central alignment through your body. Bless you. And as you're familiar with this, it may be very just a few moments for you to have all of this in place. Sometimes I find it's actually helpful, no matter how long we've been doing this, to really take a little time and settle in. The settling expands the clarity, and the clarity, which itself is a kind of letting go of all of the things that clog our energy flows, that clarity also conduces to ease. And as your alignment through the center of your body is rising and straight, it's easy for breath to move in and out. While you stay present to the contact, supportive contact of your cushion, settled on the earth, and just be present to the sensation of your breathing. So you're just breathing as you ordinarily breathe, as your body wants to breathe right at this moment. You're allowing that to be present without any tinkering. You're sensing into those sensations. Perhaps first at your nose, coming in, your chest rising, opening, more space around your heart. These are possible descriptions. You find your own sense. You don't really have to use words, just sense into the experience of your own breath. Coming in, going out feels a little different. And once in a while, check that you're still, in fact, seated deeply on your seat, that you haven't kind of scrunched up your focus of perception just to the area of your breathing. So you're a whole breathing body, and you're aware of the sensations that come. That you feel in your body as you inhale and as you exhale. Now, some people count, and you can do that if it helps you. An exhale and an inhale are one. You can go to 10. Start again. And sometimes you forget what number you're at. You also start again. Or you can just be with your sensations. And as you start to become more settled, and that takes a different amount of time for everyone, it may not have happened yet, but just so you know, as you start to become more settled, it may feel quite easy and natural, and actually it's helpful to let your belly really relax. Let it fill up with the energy of your in-breath, not in a forceful way, just allowing it to go there. And that helps keep your center of gravity deep and low and steady, even if you're aware of breath coming in the upper part of your body. Some of the things you might be feeling as you observe the sensation of breathing. There might be a sense of rippling as the air comes in, a sense of expansion, A sense of release with your exhale. Your sensations are not limited by any means to these. So you're just feeling into what you actually feel. And you're practicing non-tinkering. You're practicing just allowing what you feel to be there. And of course, sometimes your mind goes off to something else. And then you just bring it back, because there's been a moment of awakening when you realized it had gone off to something other than you intended. And you practice doing that with kindness, patience. No comparisons with how many times other people's minds might be distracted compared to yours. It's irrelevant, and anyway, we'll never know. So being aware of these sensations, whatever they are, being aware when your mind fills with some other image or idea, goes to some other object. These are ways of identifying the what of your knowing experience, what you know. You know that your breath is perhaps getting deeper. As practitioners, we are also very interested in the how of your knowing. How do you know? What do you do to know how your breath feels? How do you feel after sitting, simply breathing for a few minutes? How is your experience? Is it more or less relaxed? More or less open? Not that you necessarily have words, because these things are very subtle. But how is it? How is your experience of breathing? How does it affect you? How do you know? What do you do to know? Sometimes we pay so much attention to the what, we don't even look into the how. We, in some ways, desert our own experience, thinking only of what we see and not how we are when we see it, or what we do, what kind of relationship we have to it. It's a big topic. You can start to see how it is for you to reflect on the what as distinct from the how. Deeply related to the how, but distinct. How? How are you? You might find it easier to answer, what do you see, or what do you know? But how? There are subjective qualities of more or less clarity, more or less sense of separation, more or less sense of calm, presence, distraction. How? And this is nothing like a test. This is nothing like being about something supposed to be. This is just, how is it? How is it for you now? In that sense, your experience is always correct. It's always your experience. So be with your breath, the what, and be with your how, going back and forth as seems best to you, for another minute or so, and then we'll close.
If you enjoyed this meditation, please visit our website, dawnmountain.org, to subscribe to this course and find other great Dharma offerings. May all beings always have happiness and its causes. May all beings always be free of pain and its causes.